Cruise FM presents The Locker Room with Lachlan Cross, Grant Johnson, and James White.
Brought to you by Always Plumbing and Heating. Thinking about a new furnace? Get a free quote at alwaysplumbing.ca.
You gotta come on.
Boom, 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 boom.
Come on!
Bang, 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 bang.
Here we go.
Good morning, boys.
Good morning.
Morning.
It's Friday.
Yeah, it is.
Woo.
We have, we have a continuation of the Crazy Bins Christmas with James Prancer White.
Yeah.
We do that in the 8 o'clock hour. We'll continue next week, so listen to qualify. If you're wondering how to play along, you need to watch a video of us shopping at Crazy Bins, memorize one of the items, call in when we ask you to call in, and you will qualify.
It's got
to
be a new item, too.
Yeah,
not one that somebody already put on the list, like the handcuffs or
the iPod case. Yeah. 780-989-0957. Jimmy, I'll send you a link to the video if you want to watch it quickly. Just show up right on your phone.
Yeah.
What else are we doing today? We're going to talk about Jimmy's Star Wars podcast.
Okay. Did the recording for it the other day.
Yeah.
Army Chris's.
He's doing a little screen testing.
Went down to Army Chris's porn studio. It is amazing, like, the setup he's got there. Hey?
Oh, he's
like
got
the lights. It's all professional.
He's got lights. He's got green screens.
I almost thought about doing my afternoon pod there.
Just you should.
Driving to his place.
Although, you'd have to start smoking again.
That's a good point. And I would probably end up just living there.
Yeah.
Because I'm not going to be able to drive
home. Already. The podcast, I'm drunk. I'm just going to sleep here tonight, honey.
The only thing he needs in that podcast studio is a beer fridge.
Oh, yeah.
Because he, kept sending me down to get him beer.
One of his sponsors Positive Mike's Brewing? He should give him a beer fridge.
Watch. He'll have a beer fridge sooner than later.
Yeah.
All right. Scott Weiland, anniversary of his death. I think it was 2015. We're going to kick off the show with one of my favorite Stone Temple Pilots tunes this morning. Good morning from the locker room.
The locker room topic of the day.
If you had to pick only one sport to watch for the rest of your life, what would it be? Got the Grey Cup coming up on Sunday, December 12th. It's in Hamilton this year. And I saw an announcement yesterday that reminded me that, even though I'm not paying a huge amount of attention to what's happening in the CFL, I'll still watch the Grey Cup.
Yeah, good excuse to go out and hang out with some friends if you want.
The problem
eat some appies.
With me picking the CFL is I think I like hockey more.
Right.
But I would really miss...
So
those,
if you could only
those
pick,
live games,
pick
right?
One sport to watch for the rest of your life. Yeah, one sport. That's tough.
Yeah.
That's really tough.
I think I would lean on hockey.
Hmm.
Although CFL is a close second and it's even closer third is NFL.
Okay, here's the thing about choosing football is you only get like 1-2 days a week.
Yeah, see, that's
where, like,
there's hockey every night.
I'm going baseball. I can watch baseball.
Yeah, you like baseball.
Although it's only summertime. Then what am I going to do in the winter? Like, at least with hockey.
Reruns.
I guess, yeah. Just watch old seasons. Because at least, like, in hockey, it's winter when you're inside anyways.
That's a good point.
Right? Summer, you're out and about. You miss a lot of games.
I'm sticking with my hockey pick. I'm sticking with NHL.
Yeah, I got to go baseball, though.
Okay, Jimmy? Yeah.
American Ninja Warrior.
Okay. All right.
Surprised it wasn't Quidditch.
The locker room topic of the day.
If you had to pick only one sport to watch for the rest of your life, what would it be?
The World Cup.
You're a big soccer fan, eh?
I'm a huge soccer fan.
I don't watch soccer ever, but I love watching the World Cup.
The World Cup is probably the best game ever.
The thing about soccer for me is there's so many... Well, I already don't get the game.
Well, maybe
there's so many leagues.
Maybe that would
stuff.
Make it good if it's your only sport you can watch.
That's a good
to
point.
To have a huge variety of leagues.
Then you gotta. Yeah, no, I'm out.
It's the beautiful game.
What's your name?
Dale.
The locker room topic of the day.
780-989-0957. If you had to pick one sport to watch for the rest of your life, what are you going with?
This one's coming a couple times. Scuba Steve and Patrick both saying golf.
You know what?
Lots of tours and
I love playing golf. I like watching big golf events, but I don't know if
I'm so basic. The only time I've ever watched golf is when Tiger's on.
Yeah.
I'm that guy, right?
Did you see him swinging the club?
I did, but he's saying he's never going to play full-time again, right? He's realistic.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm totally that guy that Tiger's winning on a Sunday, I'll tune in.
His swing, I saw a 30-second video yesterday that went viral.
He's making a comeback?
I would not be surprised if in the next 5 years, we're going to be on the air going, Tigers, he had a good opening day. Like, we're going to, it's going to be, is there going to be, there's going to be a chance that he's going to
have
gonna
one
poke
big,
his head out.
Maybe.
He might not win again.
You can never count him out, right?
No, he might not ever win again, but you just know, right?
Yeah.
He's wired. That's a wire. That doesn't change.
True.
That doesn't go away, right? And he's smoking the
ball. What if he starts playing Champions League? Like with John Daly?
He would just destroy those guys.
Could you imagine the amount of attention the Seniors League would start getting?
How old is he now? He's in his 40s.
He's 50, isn't he?
I don't think he's 50 yet, Grant. No, I think he's
45.
Like, he's 45. Yeah. Yeah. I think you have to be over a certain age to play in the Seniors League, no? I think you do, yeah.
The Locker Room topic of the day.
Again, the number's the same. It does two things. 780-989-0957. It's a phone number. It's our text line. If you had to pick one sport to watch for the rest of your life, what are you going with?
Well, I said baseball, but Mark is testing that right now. Mark said UFC. Like MMA.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I might have
fight
to go.
Fight nights and, oh, I love a good fight night.
Yeah. I might have to give up American Ninja Warrior and go with UFC. Fight Night. And go with UFC.
You'd pick UFC ahead of wrestling? Like WWE?
I haven't really watched the WWE since I worked with the midgets.
Raw was just delayed. I was going to go to see Raw live in Edmonton, but
did they
post it to September.
Oh, because of COVID?
I don't know why. They didn't really say.
Okay.
But yeah. It was supposed to be in January. That'd be a good night of drinks and yelling. But the UFC, that's...
The thing about picking one sport and sticking with it is, can I get into that sport?
Yeah.
Right? Like, I could see myself digging in and getting into golf.
Right.
I could see myself really getting into UFC as well, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, and like, you can go if we're doing MMA... Not just UFC, you can watch Bellator, you can watch Pride, like kickboxing, does that count?
Sumo wrestling counts.
like you can watch all the live stuff here, the MMA shows.
Yeah, yeah. They do have some stuff.
Go down to the dojo.
Yeah.
The Locker Room topic of the day.
780-989-0957. You have to pick one sport to watch for the rest of your life. Where are you going?
Should get this one out of the way because it's the most popular tech so far, women's beach volleyball.
I see what people are doing there.
Mm-hmm.
You're sort of combining a couple of pastimes.
The Locker Room topic of the day.
780-989-0957. You got to pick one sport to watch for the rest of your life. What are you watching?
Did not expect this one to come in from Don. Bass fishing.
You know what? I have my brother-in-law. That's all he watches. Obsessed with
really?
Him. Yep.
I remember my dad watching Bob Izumi on like Sunday mornings and just being like, I love fishing, but I can't.
And you're the first person that's ever tried to convince me that that people that fish aren't just into smoking weed. Because I thought that's what that was.
That was a thing, yeah.
I thought it was just...
Probably a lot of the people are that fish, but...
You were like, well, my dad doesn't smoke, and he likes fishing.
All his friends, like...
They don't smoke?
Because fishing is one thing that you can't be too drunk to do.
Well, And the guys that love it absolutely love it. Like, they go out, they're looking for every opportunity, right? Like, my brother-in-law has a rod and reel in every vehicle, right?
Yeah, just in case.
Just in case he sees some water that he can, you know.
But watching it on TV, I don't know.
Yeah, that's a tough one for me.
Three, two.
The Locker Room's Midget at the Movies.
I shall call him Mimi.
Like Minute at the Movies, but shorter.
Jimmy, what Nicolas Cage movie are you going to be watching this weekend?
Trapped in Paradise.
So is this a Christmas movie?
It happens at Christmas time. They're robbing a bank on Christmas Eve.
So yes or no?
It's Christmas related. So I guess it's a Christmas movie because it's happening at Christmas.
Yes or no? Is it a Christmas movie?
Yes.
That was hard.
Okay. Well, he's the one that fights the diehard thing.
Like, I know.
It's a Christmas movie.
But right? That is so a Christmas movie. It's got a soft ending. It's never mind. I don't want to get into this. Anyway, I had the Christmas spirit all the way through.
So Nicolas Cage is going to be, the Nicolas Cage thing is just about done. Unless, of course...
No, we're not doing an extension.
Well, you want another year?
But here's the thing, is he's actually doing a pretty big movie.
This is a pretty big movie.
When I saw this, I thought it was just like a straight-to-tape sort of deal, but it's turning out to be a pretty big picture. Renfield, so it's a movie about Dracula's henchmen. And he's going to be playing Dracula, but Awkwafina just signed up for it.
Yeah, no, this
Crazy Rich Asians.
I was reading Awkwafina. A little bit more about this. This is the first major studio film that Nicolas Cage has been involved in outside of that one where he plays himself, which is coming out in April.
Right.
This is why I think you should stick in.
Just keep going.
Stick to at least till April.
Hey, I got a better idea. Hey, I just thought of it. It just popped into my head. I'll tap you in, and you can do reviews of Nicolas Cage for next year.
Work with the midget at the movies.
Yeah. We just change it to asshole at the movies.
So if you are curious about the unbearable weight of massive talent, because we've talked about this a couple of times. So that's a big budget movie.
Yeah.
That's not an indie thing.
Or
he plays kind of
tongue-in-cheek sort of thing.
Yeah, but I've been reading a little bit about that movie. I'm actually really looking forward to it. That's on Lionsgate. And then the Dracula one. The
Mandalorian's
thing.
In that one. Pedro Pascal.
Yeah, that's a big movie. So and then
Neil Patrick Harris.
Wow.
Tiffany Haddish.
And this Dracula thing, this is a big studio movie. Is he getting back on his feet here?
Maybe he is.
Old Nicolas Cage, you know what it was?
Jimmy.
It was you, Jimmy.
It's the midget at the movies.
Some midget keeps illegally downloading Nick Cage movies. Let's put him in bigger movies.
But this Trapped in Paradise, like it has
Dana Carvey. The one you're doing this weekend? Yeah.
Yeah, it has Dana Carvey and John Lovitz. It looks funny.
All right, well...
It could be a funny one.
We'll wait for his review on Monday morning if you're playing the home game.
You're in the locker room on 95.7 Cruise FM.
Your music change, your tastes listening hasn't changed, has it? Jimmy?
Over my lifetime, yes, I was country for a while.
Oh, you still like country, though.
You still... Do you put...
Not the new country... Like, I like... What's this nuts? Garth Brooks, Shania Twain, but I also a little bit of the like Johnny Cash and
some of the older country. Okay, yeah. So if you're at home on a Sunday and you're going to put on a playlist, you could put on like a Garth Brooks playlist and have that on in the background.
I could do that. That's when I'm drunk.
yeah, it's Saturday.
I basically play our station most of the time when I'm at home drinking.
But that was when you were a kid, too. You were into the hair.
I had all the hair CDs and cassettes. So the
fact that when I did my Spotify year-end wrap-up, that my top five genres were alternative country at number one, Stomp and Holler at number two, and then it was Canadian indie, classic rock, and alternative rock.
I haven't looked at my playlist. My top spins from Spotify.
Like, if I was to go back to when I was 16, say.
Yeah.
It would be, like, metal, screamo. Like, it would be a lot of that.
I'm trying to think. My tastes have always sort of been rooted in the blues.
Right.
So, even my rock tastes are very blues-based. But, like Led Zeppelin, AC/DC were always my favorite classic rock bands when I was a kid. And I mean, I've had moments where, you know, the funny thing is this survey that we saw that kind of got us thinking about this.
It was saying most people have felt a bit of a shift in their music, right?
I've always looked for new stuff, though.
Yeah, like you, I was surprised when I remember the Lumineers came to town and you were like, oh, I'll go. I like the Lumineers.
They're blues,
like,
oh, based.
I was like, I didn't expect that. Yeah.
Yeah. But I also, that same year, I think I went to Tool.
Exactly. Yeah.
Right. Like, yeah. And we got Rage tickets.
Yeah.
So I, again, like, I've always looked for newer stuff, but
more
my,
than,
and it my, was my overall tastes have always sort of, like I said, been rooted in the blues.
Well, I was going to say that you talk about this. More than half of adults also feel they were born in the wrong era because of their taste in music. You've always like talked about being a 70s music guy.
I
not
I
the '80s.
I was angry at the '80s when I was a kid,
which should have been your generation. Like, well, you and Jimmy was it. Full on 80s.
Well, and I didn't listen to anything new in like from 1981 to 1989. And then I was into Guns N' Roses a bit.
Yep.
Like, I was sort of mildly curious about that one because, again, they're a bit of a blues based thing, right? Mm-hmm. But then I sort of recovered. I got into grunge.
Yes.
I was into the grunge stuff. I was a big Pearl Jam fan, a big Soundgarden fan. But yeah. I think most people stay in a genre, though.
Yeah.
That's why I was surprised to see this.
Yeah,
like,
I think, yeah, you're unique. I'm unique, I think, where I do, like, fluctuate. I'm country, like, not but not country. I'm, yeah. You know, Americana, Coulterwall, and Tyler Childers, and
those guys
Chris
are,
Stapleton.
Again, and those guys are folk guys. They're folk blues.
So I think maybe that's what it's more rooted in. But then I love, like, the bluesy Kaleo. I'd say my main genre is that bluesy rock sound.
Yeah.
The Kaleos.
You and I have very similar tastes.
Yeah.
When new stuff comes out, I know, like, if I hear something new, like, that I like, I'm like, I bet you Grant will
yeah,
like
we have similar tastes, and yeah. Then there's Jimmy.
And then there's good old Jimmy, who got a chance to pick all the tunes for his birthday, and we pretty much sounded exactly like we would normally
Glass
sound.
Glass Tiger. There's nothing wrong with that.
There's nothing wrong with that.
No,
no, exactly.
It was It was the best day of radio.
Yeah. You're in the locker room with Lachlan Cross, Grant Johnson, and James White. 95.7 Cruise FM.
I could be wrong, but I think this is a bigger problem in the United States than it is in Canada. The package stealing from the porches?
That's a big deal here, man.
Is it?
You see it on Reddit all the time. People post their
is
camera.
Is it a bigger issue in Canada, though, or in the United States than Canada?
I think it's an issue everywhere.
Okay.
All around the world. Like, yeah, you see people here posting all the time their doorbell cameras.
Yeah. Yeah.
There was one the other day that caught the woman. Because he was inside and he noticed got a notification on his phone and he
opens the door and there's somebody standing
well,
there.
Well, she had already walked away and then he chased her down.
Got her?
Did he get
got
the
her,
yeah.
Good for him.
Yeah.
So 210 million packages were stolen from Americans in 2021.
Porch pirates.
That's insane. I think that's up from last year because I think we had a conversation last year about how bad it was.
Well, I think the bigger Amazon gets, the more we shop with Amazon, the more this is going to happen.
Yeah.
And we've talked about like how they need some sort of, maybe if you could get a lock box for your packages on your step.
There are boxes
code.
You
yeah.
can buy now, right? This is going to seem like a dumb question, but is there recourse if you do lose something?
I think there is an Amazon protection.
Okay.
I believe there is. I've never had anything stolen, thankfully, but
I make a point now that if something shows up on our, like I go just stop the car, go grab it right away rather than try to remember to grab it, go in the house and leave it out there for 6 hours.
But we had a package fairly expensive just a couple weeks ago that was said it was going to be delivered on Sunday. Like all day it kept saying Sunday, Sunday, Sunday. And then later in the day, Saturday, checked the thing and it says delivered. Like there was no notification, nothing. And it was an expensive package sitting out there that we would have, if we didn't check, would have sat out there until the next day, overnight.
Oh, so, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
But they did send you a notification saying that it did come.
It wasn't a notification. It was just, like, in the tracking. You had to go and check it. But it had been saying Sunday, so why would we be tracking it?
So many people have door cams now. And
yeah.
That's the thing I think you got to do. You got to protect yourself. If you're in an area where people are driving around stealing packages off the porches.
It says Amazon covers most stolen packages through their A to Z guarantee protection. So
Yeah, that's like, what I was wondering.
Yeah.
Like, I've seen videos of people just driving down the street, stopping, grabbing a package, going to the next house, grabbing a package.
Last Christmas, there was that couple that got arrested because they were just following the Amazon van around Sherwood Park. They were just driving behind it, grabbing packages.
That. Yeah, just a block back.
Yeah.
Idiots.
This is the Grant Report with Grant Johnson.
So it is actually a very important holiday today, and it's a massive failure that today is not a day off of work. We should be out celebrating this right now. Today is National Bartender Appreciation Day, a day to honor our heroes and the great service that they provide. Men and women who sacrifice their nights out in order to keep us greased up. Who are always there for you when you need someone. Does your Starbucks barista tell you to pull up a stool to wear an espresso machine? I didn't think so. Our bartenders are there for our celebrations, for our first dates, for our heartbreaks, for our birthdays, for our New Year's. Whether it's pouring a tall, cold pint after a hard day's work or maybe before a football game. Mixing up a Caesar to bring us back to life or just simply asking how our day is going. Just know that we here at the Locker Room appreciate each and every one of you.
All of you.
And we'll see you later to celebrate. The Grant Report is brought to you by the Locker Room Merchandise. Find the link on any of our social media and use the promo code LOCKERROOM15 to save today on your Support Local Glory Holes t-shirt.
You're in the Locker Room with Lachlan Cross, Grant Johnson, and James White. 95.7 Cruise FM.
A couple people bring this up to me yesterday about the Alec Baldwin interview that he did with ABC.
Yeah, it was a full 4-hour sit down.
Or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't watch it.
I watched the trailer and I was grossed out. I was just like, I can't do it.
Yeah.
I don't want to judge somebody I've never met, but I don't know if Alec Baldwin is one of the most empathetic individual on the planet. Two, thinks about other people a lot. Three, nicest guy in the world. Do you get that sense?
Yeah, well, Alec Baldwin, remember he had the whole voicemail thing where he was yelling at his daughter, and there was this weird things going
on. Once a year, there's pictures of him, like, fighting somebody in New York over a parking spot.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
The thing with this incident and with him is ever since this happened, he's been bombarded by people being attacked, being blamed, being, you know...
He killed somebody, Jimmy.
The thing is, he was rehearsing a scene. He was practicing camera angles and stuff.
Yeah.
With a gun that he didn't believe, he thought to be a prop gun, a real one.
The big thing everyone's taken away from the interview last night was that he's saying he didn't pull the trigger. He says he cocked it, and when he released the hammer, it went off. So he never pulled the trigger, but yeah.
So he pulled the hammer back and the hammer released.
Yeah, he cocked it and then the hammer released to hit it. And actually one of the guys on set said, no, that's true.
It could have happened. From what I've read about that, because everyone was like, how do you mean you didn't pull the trigger?
Yeah.
From what I've read, there is a chance that it could have gone off without actually pulling the trigger.
Yeah.
So our weapons expert agrees with it as well.
But also, like, the big question is so he pulled the trigger. He still believed it was a prop gun. The big question is, how did the live bullet get in there?
Exactly.
Where did that come from? And so that's...
The problem is that he's not just the actor that got handed a gun and he moved it or whatever happened and it went off and it killed somebody. He's also a producer. So he's ultimately responsible for everything that's happening on that set, right?
Yeah.
One of many people probably, but ultimately Alec Baldwin is the guy that... is supposed to make sure things are safe on a set, right?
But as the producer, though, he has people that are responsible for certain things, and you have to.
He's going down, Jimmy. He is. Something's going to happen. He's got to pay.
He said last night as well that he thinks he admitted his career might be over because of this.
Really? He said that last night?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I asked him, do you think your career's over? And he said it could be.
Like I said, I couldn't.
Yeah.
I could not watch that thing last night. There's no way.
But no matter how much you dislike a guy, or you think he's partly responsible or whatever,
it's
still the worst thing to ever happen to a human being, like him being responsible for that, and he's got to deal with it for the rest of his life with the guilt that he did it.
Did you watch the trailer, Jimmy?
I saw a bit of it, yes.
Did the trailer not set you off a little bit? Like, didn't you expect it to be a little less about him and maybe not look like fake crime? Like, it just looked bad.
But again, when you're attacked as much as he is, and everybody's just after him and taking pictures and wanting interviews.
Situation where you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't.
You get a little hard after a while because you're so bombarded with it that it's.
Yeah, that's fair.
Like, if he didn't sit down and do an interview, people would be like, he's hiding from this.
He's hiding something.
Right. Why wouldn't he talk?
Maybe
you're right, because he's being criticized for actually doing this.
Being too quiet, and then he's being criticized for doing it. And
yeah.
I could see how it comes across as like a, hey, we got to do this for our PR, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of gross.
But anyway. Either way, he's screwed because,
that's what I said.
He's damned if he do, he's damned if
he
doesn't.
No, but he's in trouble. Like, ultimately,
he's...
The gun was in his hand, whether he pulled the trigger or not, and he's also a producer. So he's got to answer to this, right?
Yeah.
That's my opinion on it.
You're in the locker room with Lachlan Cross, Grant Johnson, and James White. 95.7 Cruise FM.
Good morning, Cruise. What's your name?
It's G in the park again.
G in the park, yeah. Round two.
No, three. He's on a hat trick.
Oh, no.
Two.
This is the second time.
Oh, this is
time.
Two. Okay. Yeah.
No, Paul's in twice. Paul.
Paul's in twice.
All right. G in the park. What did we buy at Crazy Bins?
You could be mixed gym metal sign.
That's right.
Yes, Rocky.
The Rocky thing. That's the one thing out of that box I actually want.
I want the handcuffs.
Oh, stop it.
Nice.
All right, G in the park. Congratulations, brother. You qualified again.
You're in the locker room with Lachlan Cross, Grant Johnson, and James White. 95.7 Cruise FM.
Jimmy is going to be doing a podcast. It's called the Jedi Jimmy Podcast, and it is a breakdown of what?
This round is going to be Boba Fett.
The Book of Boba Fett.
Book of Boba Fett.
We've got a buddy who does a bunch of podcasting and is set up. He's got a green screen. He's got a special room.
He invested some money in it.
Yes. He's got the computers. He's got the mics.
He's
everything.
Got boom mics. He's got cameras everywhere.
Yeah. Like, he is set up. Army Chris. So Jimmy went there a couple of days ago and did the screen test. So we have a little bit of it. If you're watching the Locker Room TV, you can see the Jedi Jimmy Podcast logo, which I'm a big fan of.
This is the nerd you're looking for.
I love it. Okay, so here's just a little sampling of what you're going to get. So this is going to be released in the next week or two?
Yes.
Okay, so you're going to release like a preview and give like a background on Boba Fetish. I can't say it
any other way.
I can't say it any other way. Thanks.
It's a backstory of, from when he was a clone to now.
All right. So here's a little sample, a tease, if you will, of what's coming down the pipe. Okay.
Is there music or anything?
Not yet. I still have to pick a song.
He doesn't have the rights yet.
Hey, how's it going? This is James P. White from the Locker Room. Also, James P. White Experience, and you are tuning in to the Jedi Jimmy Podcast.
A local kid.
I am the nerd.
It looks like a show Joe Exotic did.
So the whole purpose of this first series of podcasts is talking about Boba Fett, the best bounty hunter in the Star Wars universe.
That ever looked good, though.
It looks great. Like the green screen. It's your mustache and your, hey, how's it going?
All right, let's play it again. This is really looking like the beginning looks awesome.
Episode one of the history of
Hey, how's it going? This is James P. White from the Locker Room. Also, that James P. White Experience, and you are tuning in to the Jedi Jimmy podcast.
Jimmy shirtless with
I am the nerd.
That's all this needs.
So the whole purpose of this first series of podcast is talking about Boba Fett, the best bounty hunter in the Star Wars universe.
Oh, yes. Oh, that's awesome.
Amazing. Listen. And that's Jabba's palace in the background.
Okay. Oh, cool. As soon as this is ready to go, the first episode of the Jedi Jimmy podcast, please let us know, okay?
Yeah, so we could make fun of it live on air.
Oh, no.
No, never.
You've been listening to the Locker Room Podcast, your official MMA show. A midget, millennial, and an asshole.
Brought to you by Always Plumbing and Heating.
Catch the show live weekday mornings on 95.7 Cruise FM.